Now, welcome on to the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Home opening win in front of a great crowd for your team on Saturday, 27-10 over St. Francis. You've gone back and looked at the tape. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
Well, the thing that was really most exciting was just the atmosphere that we had. I felt like, being in the COVID environment in the spring and not really having a lot of fans, our fans showed up, our student body. It was probably the best presentation I've seen since I've been here in year five, so that was really exciting to see. Our students were engaged in the game. Our fans were engaged in the game. We had a ribbon cutting ceremony Friday night for the Whitney Athletic Center. Ken and Liz Whitney were present for that, came in here from California. So it was a pretty exciting weekend. And then I think we played well, certainly played well enough to win. It was a competitive game. But I think we were, big in the biggest moments of the game and were able to, extend the lead and kind of take control there in the second half.
Start on the offensive side of the ball. And as you said, maybe not some of the big numbers that you guys have put up in the past, but certainly Nolan with a very efficient game, 18 to 23, 259 yards. And maybe more importantly, no turnovers. Just give me your impression of how the offense played.
Yeah, well, we didn't have very many explosive plays. I would probably say that would be the one thing that would be most disappointing. We had a couple trips into the red zone early that we came up with field goals instead of touchdowns. But Nolan was really solid. This is 2 weeks in a row here in this season that we've been really good protecting the ball and been active taking the ball away. And we've been really good with penalties. I think we had one in the main game. I think we had four Saturday. A couple of penalties cost us, but still either way, we were, well ahead of our opponent. So we've been playing pretty disciplined football and pretty smart football. And Nolan really is the catalyst of that, offensively.
You were able to get that touchdown on a fairly long ride right before halftime. How big was that momentum-wise for you?
Yeah, that was huge. We needed something like that, I think, to go into the locker room feeling as if we did, in fact, have some control. I had really said all week long that this St. Francis team reminded me a lot of Sacred Heart. And Sacred Heart came in here last year in the playoffs and gave us a really good game, And I look back at the St. Francis scores against CAA opponents over the last 7 or 8 years. And though they lost all 7 or 8 of them, they were all by one score or less, except 1 year JMU got them pretty good. So, they came in here with confidence and to extend the lead at halftime, I did think was big, giving us a 2-score lead as we headed into the locker room.
First question this month from Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, how are you? Hey, Coach, talking about that last drive before halftime, you went for it twice on fourth and were able to convert both. Is that, always a big thing when you can find just the right spots to do it and execute it?
Well, I did feel like that was very timely for us. And we are all living in this world of analytics. And if you kind of follow the analytics manual, it tells you to go for it every time on fourth down. So I'm not going to do that. But there are a couple field position areas and a couple, third down distances that we were thinking that we'd like to, if we can get into the fourth and short, we would go for it. And it did create opportunity. We got him to jump off sides one time to extend the drive. But I think that's kind of the world we're living in here a little bit as, teams are looking a little more at analytics and percentages. And I know we played that way pretty much in the spring season. And we find ourselves again doing some things on fourth down to help extend drives and maintain momentum.
Danny, defensively, other than the one big play on the long run, your defense was pretty solid and was able to force a couple of turnovers. How did you feel like those guys played?
Yeah, I think we played really well. I agree. They came out. The quarterback was a good player. I mean, he good athlete, and he threw the ball very accurately out here on Saturday night. And he came out on a short yardage play and got to the edge on a little zone read and went the distance. And that was a very disappointing and frustrating moment for all of us. But you take that play away, I really think they earned all of their yards. And they made some yards, but I think they earned all of them. And we had a couple guys step up. I know Ortiz Hemingway missed the opening game. He was back Saturday, and he was pretty disruptive in the backfield with a sack, I think, and maybe a strip. And I know Tommy Walsh created a fumble late in the game to, you know, kind of end their last attempt to try to tighten the score. So defensively, I thought we played well. You know, we've had some guys that have not suited up yet for us on defense this year. We've had three or four that have just not been cleared. And we're hopeful to start getting some of those guys back here, maybe even this week, you know, as we get ready for Rutgers.
Andy, you have a follow-up?
Yeah. Hey, Coach, that play in the second half on what it would have been in a fourth and really long that they committed a penalty. Did you have a good feel for that right when it happened? We weren't really clear what had happened, but I guess one of their guys kept blocking one of your guys kind of through the bench area almost.
Yeah. I had no idea what was going on, Andy. you know, I had no earthly idea. We were in a bad spot, fourth and long, got bailed out by a play on their sideline where their defensive back kind of took Thyrick and kind of ran him out of bounds. And then I think he kind of, you know, I'll stop there. You know, after that is where they threw the flag. So I don't know what all happened over there. But I was kind of as dumbfounded as maybe you were, because all I knew, a flag went up and I was kind of asking our coaches up in the box, you know, what in the world happened? And we start saying, it's got to be on them. They had their whole team over there. We had one guy over there, you know, and sure enough, gave us automatic first down. And you kind of go back to the beginning. And really, when it's all said and done, I mean, we've been a disciplined team here for a while, and we certainly were in the spring, and it was a big factor in our success. And, you know, it's a hard thing to preach. You know, it really is a hard thought. That's an easy thing to preach. It's a hard thing to really do in the heat of the battle. And so far, we've done a good job with that. And that's just another example of how, you know, kind of senseless penalties, kind of selfish penalties could really affect the outcome of the game.
And before I let you go, a trip to Rutgers out of the Big Ten, a 2-0 team. Just talk about maybe some of the challenges that they present, and do your players enjoy the opportunity to test themselves against that type of opponent?
Yeah, I think our players really do enjoy this type of a challenge and opportunity. You know, they're a big team. They're a physical team. They have, you know, all of us are kind of talking about how many guys we have back, you know, because of the way our COVID seasons went. And, you know, here's another team. Now this is a Big Ten team that just has a lot of guys back. When you look at the roster, there's really only a couple guys, maybe two or three on offense, you know, two or three on defense that were kind of mainstays last year that aren't listed on their roster this year. So Coach Chiano's, you know, going to do a great job there. He's kind of building it, rebuilding it relatively quickly. And we've kind of got into our film study here this morning. So, but we're excited for the opportunity, and we're looking forward to traveling on up there to Rutgers.
All right, Danny, thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Saturday at Rutgers, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.